The following message is presented by First Baptist Church in Manny, Louisiana. For more information, go to the website www.fbcmany.org. Now the message.
Thank y'all for having me. For those who don't know, I'm Danny Martinez, filling in when churches need help. God has really blessed me, and thank you for this opportunity to today talk about something that a lot of people seem to be, confused about today. We see on social media and a lot of people that they believe different than we do, and they're always they tell us that, you know, we're judging or we're unloving because we say what certain people do is wrong because of what Scripture says. And then they love to throw up the, you know, Jesus loved everybody. You know, why are you discriminating against us, or, you know, hating us when Jesus loved everybody? Well, truth is, Jesus does love everybody. But he loves us to the point where he can meet us where we're at, but he loves us enough not to leave us there. And that's the point a lot of people miss. And I know you've all heard of Charlie Kirk. I used to love watching his debates at college campuses, and that's one of the things that, you know, a lot of the people he talked about throws that up at, you know, but Jesus loved everybody. We're supposed to love everybody for who they are and accept everybody the way that they are. Well, and unfortunately, he met a tragic end here a few weeks ago, and the country has been, you know, in shambles. But it's also been a time where Christians have come together, and, you know, the person that did that to him, you know, the world seeks justice for that. You know, he took a life, you know, that man needs to be punished. But I saw shortly after all this happened that Charlie's wife, in a public press conference or whatever, she did something that the world would see as outrageous. No, you know, how in the world could she stand there and do that? But she stood behind a microphone to the world and forgave that man for killing her husband. That's the kind of love God has for us. Even though we have done something that separates us eternally from him, he, for all that come to him, will forgive. My main scripture this morning is going to be in the book of Isaiah, chapter 30, and verse 18. And this won't be the only scripture we look at this morning, but this is where we're going to start. And it says, "Therefore, the Lord longs to be gracious to you, and therefore he waits on high to have compassion on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. How blessed are all those who long for him." His desire is for grace and mercy, but he is a just God. He is just because he is a holy God. And as a holy God, he is fully sanctified. He is set apart and perfect and complete in himself. He lacks nothing apart from himself. And because of his holiness, you know, we strive to be like him He tells Moses in the book of Leviticus, "Speak to all the congregation of the sons of Israel and say to them, 'You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy.'" He is a holy God. He is so holy that there are angels around his throne right now, and all they do, their whole purpose, is to proclaim the holiness of God. Isaiah 6:3, and it says, talking of these angels, it says, "And one called out to another and said, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of armies. The whole earth is full of his glory.'" That's how holy our God is. How perfect, how complete. And while they do this, they have to cover themselves, because being in his presence, his holiness is so great. They have to cover themselves while they're constantly, continuously proclaiming this for eternity. And because of his holiness, sin cannot dwell in his presence. It can't be there. Because of his perfection, so sin has to be dealt with, because he is holy and he is just. Because of his holiness, he can't just let things go. You know, it has to be dealt with. Because he is righteous, he is fair, the offense of sin must be dealt with. When someone is wronged, we seek justice for them. The wrong must be righted. Our sin offends God. He is just. Deuteronomy 32:4 says, the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are just. A God of faithfulness and without injustice, righteous and just is he. He is a just God. It means he can't let stuff go. Sin has to be dealt with. And the punishment for sin, he laid that out from the very beginning of time. He told Adam in the garden in Genesis chapter 2, "From any tree of the garden you may freely eat, but from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for on the day that you eat from it, you will certainly die." Death is the penalty for sin. And it wasn't that they ate the fruit. It's that they ate the fruit that God told them not to. That was the sin. That's what brought death or separation from God. Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." He tells us very real quickly that we deserve death for the sin that we commit. And we are all sinners. Paul tells us in Romans 3:23, "For the wages of sin is death." No, that's the one I just said. 3:23, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But sometimes we don't just sin, we rebel. You know, we do exactly what we know we're not supposed to do. Why? Because we're fighting this battle within ourselves, and sometimes we just let it go. Deuteronomy chapter 9 says, "Remember, do not forget how you provoked the Lord your God to anger in the wilderness from the day that you left the land of Egypt until you arrived at this place. You have been rebellious against the Lord." The Israelites, one day they were doing what God told them to do. The next day they were doing the exact opposite. They were going along, and then they decided they were going to do it their own way, just like we do. The story in the Old Testament of the Israelite people is the mirror image of us today. Some days we're good. Some days we're going right along with what God has for us to do. And then the next day, we decide we want to do it our way. But he's still there. And he says, "Come back, start over, do it again, follow me." So just as Adam and Eve in the garden were separated from God when they sinned, we are separated from God because of our sin. Why is my thing acting up? And we're all guilty. Romans 5:12 tells us, therefore, just as through one man sin entered into the world, and death through sin, so death spread to all mankind because all sinned. We're all guilty. Just as, you know, there's no hope for us outside of Jesus Christ this morning. But for God to show mercy to us, a sinful people that chooses our own way more often than His, for Him to be merciful to us, a price had to be paid. Remember, He's a just God, so the sin has to be punished. He can't just sweep it under the rug. He can't just turn His back. It has to be punished. Someone had to be punished for us to have a relationship with God today. And that person was Jesus Christ. 1 John 1:9 says, in His love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. He sent His only Son to come live a perfect life, the life we should have lived, so that He could be the perfect, spotless, blemishless sacrifice for us for eternity. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 15, for since by a man death came, by a man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all will be made alive. See, we're dead. We were dead in our sins before we came to Christ. Because we were born into a world of sin. But Christ came, and as long as we come to Him, repent, and put our faith in Him, He will forgive. He is merciful. He will save us, and we will spend eternity with Him forever. It says in Ephesians 2, 4 through 5, says, but God, being rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our wrongdoings, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. So I ask you this morning, He paid the price for your sin. Your debt is paid, and you have the opportunity to spend eternity with Him if you so choose. He asks that you repent and put your faith in Him this morning. Even wretched sinners as we are, Romans 5, 8 through 11 tells us, but God demonstrates His own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through Him. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. And not only this, but we also celebrate in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. Have you received that reconciliation from God today? Have you accepted His Son's sacrifice on the cross for your sin? He's paid the debt. The tickets are paid, are bought and paid for. You just have to pick yours up. Have you done that today? Have you repented and put your faith in Jesus Christ? Have you accepted His gift of eternal life and escape from eternity in hell this morning? He has a life waiting for you, a life of abundance, a life of joy. Yes, there will be troubles and there will be sorrows, but He will be there with His peace and His joy that this world will not understand because of it. Have you accepted that today? John 3:36 tells us, "The one who believes in the Son has eternal life, but the one who does not obey the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him." Don't let God's wrath remain on you. Don't let your end come to His wrath, but His love and His mercy, His forgiveness. That's what He wants for us. He has tarried this long because He wants as many as possible to come to Him. He wants a large family. Jesus told His disciples that in His Father's house there is many room. There is much room in His house. He wants to fill it up, and He wants to fill it up with you. Come to Him this morning. Let us pray. Heavenly Father God, we thank You for Your word. God, we thank You that even in our wretched condition, our sinful way, Father, You came and made a way for us to be with You. You sacrificed Your Son so that we could have a relationship with You. We thank You and we praise You for that. For anyone, Father, that hears these words, that does not know You, that has not put their faith in You this morning, God, I pray that You will break their heart this morning. Reveal Yourself to them, God, that they will reach and turn to You, for You are the only way. In Jesus' name, amen.
The preceding message was presented by First Baptist Church in Manny, Louisiana. For more information about a relationship with Jesus Christ or about the church, including contact information, go to the website www.fbcmany.org. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.